And now dictation for Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Sumner, S-U-M-N-E-R, November 1353. Address as a letter to Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, A10275-0307. Dear Anu, A-N-N-U. Follow up Mrs. Sumner, biopsy proving necrotizing granulomatous interstitial nephritis. Last visit in August, advanced renal failure. She says, however, has a good appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, still making good amount of urine, no cloudiness of blood, has an AV fistula on the left brachial area, well developed. Still is smoking one pack per day, chronic cough, no purulema tirahemaptis, no oxygen, denies orthopnea PND, feeling tired all the time, cataract surgery on the left side, eyesight improved, cataract needs to be done for the right. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Demadex, Metoprolol, Hydralazine, next paragraph on physical exam, blood pressure 145/67, bilateral JVD, bronchitis wheezes from COPD distant, no evidence of pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness, a stable lower extremity edema below the knees, decreased hearing, normal speech, chronically ill but no focal motor deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, October, creatinine 5.9 for a GFR of 7 in stage 5, sodium, potassium, normal, metabolic acidosis 18, a normal nutrition, calcium, minor increased phosphorus 4.6, anemia 10.3, normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5. Next number. Necrotizing, granulomatous, interstitial nephritis, etiology unknown. It's unusual for sarcoidosis to cause necrotizing areas. Next number, smoker COPD. Next number, congestive heart failure, preserved ejection fraction. Next number, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Presently, no anticoagulation. Next number, AV fistula open. Next number, peripheral vascular disease prior procedure. Next number, pulmonary hypertension in relation to CHF as well as smoker. Next number, history of lung granulomas followed with pulmonologist. Next paragraph comments, we have a long discussion between the patient, the doctor, and myself in terms of the meaning of advanced renal failure. We start dialysis based on symptoms. She already is stage 5. She wants to wait a little bit longer if possible. She knows that dialysis is done in center 3 days a week, 3-4 hours. The major issue is to remove fluid and to remove toxins. Transportation issues, we discuss about the ability to do home peritoneal dialysis or home hemo, which at the moment they are not interested. Continue bicarbonate replacement, refill call to Rite Aid in Mount Pleasant, and EPO treatment for anemia to keep hemoglobin above 10, which she is presently. We will monitor for potential phosphorus binders, continue other medications, come back on the next 6 to 8 weeks, end of dictation,